You are listening to WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Anti-Harassment, Equality, and Access panel made a stop in Carbondale this week, talking about issues relating mainly to the Me Too movement, but more has grown out of that. The panel is being led by State Controller Susana Mendoza, State Senator Melinda Bush, and State Representative Carol Ammons, and all three are in studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for
having
us.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. For having us.
So as we said, this kind of grew out of the Me Too movement or the Time's Up movement. I wonder if we could start with you, Controller Mendoza. Why go this way? You know, what are you hoping to gain from this type of panel?
Well, we want to gain a lot of things, but primarily really be able to address the issue of sexual harassment and put forth recommendations that would allow women to have a place where they could report in a safe space that would frankly be supportive of women who have an issue with sexual harassment. Right now there are basically no rules. It's the wild, wild west, right? People, if they experience something like this, have no idea who they're supposed to go to, especially in campaign structures that are very fast-paced and short-lived. And so that issue is something that we want to tackle. We'd like to put forth a report that provides some real recommendations for the legislature and the parties, both parties, frankly, to take a look at and hopefully adopt, but also deal with the issue. The bigger issue, even, I would argue, is that as long as women are in the extreme minority within party structures, these type of changes are going to continue to be harder to make, right? So we want to figure out a way to elevate women within the party structure, both from the staffing level to the running for office, and once elected, what can the parties do to actually intentionally elevate women within the leadership structure?
I hear this a lot from women who say awareness is not enough. It's a change in the culture, and not just in politics, but across the board. I wonder for each of you, as you've listened to these listening sessions, there have been about a half a dozen across the state, and this week in Carbondale. Are you hearing similar stories? Are you hearing different things based on region? How has that gone?
I think that thing that I've really paid attention to is that some of the issues are so common, regardless to where we are located and where the listening sessions are held. Women have had similar experiences on both the governmental and the political side, and every now and again we get an issue that we just didn't hear in another city. So there were some differences that came out of Carbondale yesterday that we may not have heard in any of the other stops, and I think that's really going to help infuse the report and make sure that we can touch on all of the issues that I think will culminate into a really specific yet variedied, right, response that women gave that, if implemented, right, if implemented legislatively, we'll be able to see a shift in how people not only view women in politics, but how they view them in leadership as a whole.
Sure.
Yeah, so it really is a cultural shift that has to take place. And, you know, and what I've seen is certainly certainly similar. There's a thread that really has run through all of it. You hear the same kinds of things, kinds of recommendations over and over again. But there have been some that are really specific to area and are very different than other areas. In one of the areas, for instance, there wasn't a woman that wanted to run for office because she'd seen the way that people were treated and wasn't interested. And in some areas, there are women who really want to be part of the political structure and feel like there isn't a way in for them where they live, that it's been such a good old boys network. They just really don't feel like there's a way for them to get into politics, really even at the local level.
People at a local level sometimes feel like they can't affect change when it comes to the political process and how things work, whether it's in Springfield or Washington or other levels. Is this, in your mind, a way to do that, since you're speaking directly with some state lawmakers, some constitutional officers, in getting that information and hopefully crafting it into legislation?
I'm happy that Senator Bush and I are here. As Comptroller Mendoza said, that it is our intention to not just say, here's some ideas, guys, I hope y'all use them. We have every intention to turn them into legislation where we have the authority to do that. Some things we can legislate, obviously, some things we can't. But we'll be calling on, you know, local parties as well to implement where they're responsible for implementing the change. Most of this is happening really at the local level where we don't have the authority. to implement some of the recommendations, like removal of barriers that might be in the way of a woman running, or helping her fund the campaign, right? Because it costs money at this time. So we really want to make sure that there are practical representations in the state legislature that Senator Bush and I will work to move through the House and the Senate. And then there are also local steps that can be taken, regardless to the party, to improve the situation for women. I think what we've seen is there is a need for us to equalize representation at every single level of government.
This is certainly an issue that has been going on for a while. It's going to continue to go on. We should let people know that the website is still available, even if the listening sessions are done. That's AHEAPanel.org. You can give your testimony there. You can talk about recommendations there. And then next month, we hope to see a report from the panel. Is that right?
In August, yes. That's our target date. It's, you know, around mid-August, but as soon as we have it ready, you guys will be able to see it. And we do want people to know that if they want to share a recommendation or a suggestion for either one of these two issues of sexual harassment and dealing with the reporting process, or the issue of elevating women in politics and eliminating barriers to entry, please go to the website. You can attach your recommendation to your name, or if you don't feel like doing that, you can do it completely anonymously. But just please do it, because know that your voice matters, and that's why we came all the way to Carbondale yesterday, because Southern Illinois is incredibly important to all of us, and we don't care if you are a little hesitant to add your name, just do it anonymously, but we want to know what you're thinking.
Sure. That's State Controller Susana Mendoza, who joined me this morning with State Representative Carol Ammons and State Senator Melinda Bush. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate you getting the message out.
This is WSIU, powered by you.